made a sound for you. Now listen.
You're listening to Paul Mansell on Marlo FM.
With Tim Haddock and my guest today, Elizabeth Everett. And we're just talking about our past marriages and things and comparing notes. So I think that last track from Peter Frampton is quite appropriate. Doobie Wah. That's all we can say about relationships. It's a load of doobie wah.
I won, by the way, in the conversation.
You did indeed, yes. So thank you very much for coming on, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
You dropped me an email and said, I'm a poet.
Yes.
And I said, that's great, because every day I do a pause for poetry, because I think you have to take time out in your life and reflect, and poetry does just the job if it's the right poem.
Thank you.
But you actually use it in a very creative way, don't you?
Yes, I use it in my healing work, and I'm a counsellor and I do Reiki healing, and I found it very helpful for people who were going through difficult times.
So how does this work then?
Well, I think the words are very expressive, and I found that they could be comforting for people and also to help them find a direction if they were stuck in their lives.
Okay, so I'm feeling a bit sort of out of sorts, and I feel as if I'm stuck in a rut. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how would you help me?
Well, first of all, I'd probably give you an hour of healing with my Reiki.
Okay.
And then I could give you a poem that I would probably go with what you were telling me, because I've practically written about everything. About life changes, things that go on in life that we go through. So there's plenty in my new book, actually, that I've written, and I'm writing every day.
Okay. Well, I think we should hear some examples from you in a minute, but
okay.
For now, I'm going to play an appropriate track, I think. I'll play this especially for my wife, Hayley, because she's really into this lady. So am I, actually. And it's the Eclectic Light Show, and I like to ring the changes. This is Get Happy from Judy Garland.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. Waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah. Come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy. Your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy. Get ready. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy. Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, throw your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away.
come on, get happy, get ready.
Aha. Judy Garland, and that's from Broadway Melodies, which was an album out quite a few years ago, but still jolly good. Anyway, it's food for thought, so give me some food for thought in as much as give us a poem, Elizabeth.
Oh, a poem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give us a poem that you feel you want to read out now and that would be an appropriate one to read out.
Yeah. Okay. This poem's called Forgiveness. Forgiveness releases all hold on me, and bitterness has no place in me. My anger has no time to reside, as I let it go ever so quickly. I feel accomplished because of this, tremendous, in fact, and very intact. When I look at all the parts of me, I'm happy with everything that I see. No such thing as perfect, so I don't try. I'm just so glad that this is how I want to be. I blend in with the world I see and have found my place in the world to be me.
That was lovely. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to ask you to do another poem a bit later on because we do our pause for poetry just for the 1 o'clock news. So if you could select another poem,
yes,
that would be really good. In the meantime, you're listening to the Eclectic Light Show for Friday. And as always on Friday, Tim has been delving through the news of the week and coming up with some nuggets. Hopefully he has anyway, because he always surprises me with some amazing stories. Well, the ones that have slipped through the net.
Well, I can't believe they're not on the news now. Were you in America this week?
No.
I just had to make sure, just in case this was you. Mystery of dropped receipt for $100 million account, $100 million account. A mystery New Yorker left a receipt at a cash point that disclosed he or she had a balance of almost $100 million. Now, in English, that's 62 million, sitting in a high street savings account. The receipt was found hanging out of an ATM machine. That in itself is pretty amazing if you find that receipt. But then, because it's America, they go and try and find who it is, which I think is a little bit, they shouldn't really do that. So they picked on this poor guy called David Tepper, a 53-year-old billionaire hedge fund manager, famous for having a brass pair of testicles on his desk. I did read that properly, by the way. Mr. Tepper last year paid $43.5 million for a mansion in the notoriously wealthy area of the Hamptons, it's Long Island, New York, only to have it demolished so that he could build a bigger one on the same spot. But that the receipt wasn't his, so they're still hunting for him now, Paul. So are you sure it's not you?
Boss man, I need this job more. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. And I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Well, I don't know if I'm walking on solid ground, 'cause everything around me is crumbling down. Sorrow. Maybe it's inside the bottle. Maybe it's inside the bottle. I had some good old buddies, names is whiskey and wine. Hey, hey. And for my good old buddies, I spent my last dime. Hey, hey. Now wine is good to me. You help me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warm in the sunshine. Hey, hey. Your mama may have blessed the child. Myself down to the bone, and I swear on Grandpa's grave I'll be paid when I come home. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Come on, share your.
Yes, listeners, if you want to share your dollars or your pounds with me, there's a post office box that you can send them all to me. That's fine, no problem. none will be rejected. Aloe Black, and I need a dollar. It's Friday's Eclectic Light Show. It's Food for Thought Friday. And I'm thinking I ought to get some Reiki, you know. It sounds pretty good. Yeah, I ought to get some Reiki treatment. So explain again how this works.
Well, it's heat through the hands. We work on all the chakras of the body, and it helps with any emotional or physical issues that are going on for you. It's very peaceful and relaxing, and yeah, that's it really. But everyone has a different experience, so
you come out of it refreshing.
Yes, very uplifted, okay. And often you feel lighter.
Ah, okay. What, physically you feel lighter?
Physically you feel like you've left something.
That sounds good to me, because I could do with feeling lighter. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Paul, dream on.
Thank you kindly, sir. Thank you. Okay, Tim.
Well, actually, I'd like to ask another question, if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Not at all.
Is that all right? We're having a quick chat in between the records, and I just want you to tell people that how you went from just a lump of words on paper to getting a book published, because you've got this fantastic book and it's full of great poems, and it's a quick story. I'd just like to know how you went from A to B, really.
Well, it was my partner Giles. He was looking on Facebook and he saw that a friend of ours, well, she was someone we'd met through the healing, had she just published her own book and decided to open her own publishing company, and she was looking for other writers. So Giles said to me, do you want to send something in? And I thought, okay, I won't get my hopes up. So I sent her three of my poems, and she said, oh, wow, amazing. Would you like to meet? And that was in the September 2009. And within 2 weeks, I signed contracts, and she said I could have a book ready by Christmas that year. And I said, oh, no, I don't think I'd have time. And she said, oh, we could, and be really great to get out for Christmas. And we did it in 6 weeks.
Do you know, there are other people out there at the moment that, that have written book upon book upon book upon book, and they've never, ever got close to a publishing deal. And you did it in months, I think that's...
Thank you.
And don't you think there's an element, well, it was just supposed to happen then?
Yes, it was definitely meant, because that was the first publisher I'd approached. I just believe that it was incredible, and I was very, very lucky.
Oh, that's fantastic. So. And the other thing I want to say is I want to say well done to Peter Crouch, because he's got married to Abby Clancy, and I think she's an absolute corker. And I'm jealous, but he does play for the best football club in the world, but I won't go into that.
No, he doesn't, no. No, no way does he. No, 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 because he doesn't play for Chelsea, so... Anyway, I just thought this was very appropriate to play for Elizabeth. It's Brian Ferry and A Simple Twist of Fate.
Sky deep dark, she looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. Just then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight. Watch out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the open canal, so confused and remember well. Stuck into his strange hotel with the neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night. It hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. The saxophone took as far off the plate. She was walking on the arcade. The light burst through a bead of shade, but he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup of a blind man at the gate. Forgot about a simple twist of fate. And he didn't care, pushed the window open wide. Felt an emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock, walks along with a pair of guitars, and sit down by the waterfront dock, where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. But how long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. My twin, but I lost the way. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blamed on a simple twist of fate.
Brian Ferry from his Dylan-esque album, and if you're into your Bob Dylan, you should tune into the World Folk Show 6 to 8 every Saturday night, because we're inclined to play quite a bit of Dylan, especially because my brother-in-law, Andy Fowler, who co-presents with me, is a mad aficionado of Mr. Bob Dylan. I'm mad about this new young singer called Mary Jess. Now, she's Mary Jess Leveland, who made front page news for being the British student who won the Chinese equivalent of the X Factor last December. She was voted the winner by an audience of 70 million people, five times as many as watched the UK final. She's got an album coming out in August called Shine. This is her new single out on the 8th of August. I think it's rather good. It's called Glorious, and let's hope we're going to have a glorious sunny weekend for Henley Regatta and for Wimbledon and for anything else you're doing around and about Marlow. It's Marlow FM 97.5. I rather like that, and we're just saying that it reminds me a little bit of
Sarah Brightman,
yes, in her young days when she was a youngster, having left Hot Gossip and started off on her musical career. Yes, Mary Jess, and the album is Shine, out in August. That's the new single. I've got an album version, and I've got a disco remix version as well, you'll be hearing at some point.
And will you be doing that around your front room, I guess?
Maybe.
Glitter ball on?
Maybe. I tend to put a bit of Led Zepp or something on when I'm at home, when I want to really let loose, or Black Sabbath or Deep Purple. Or yeah.
Mm. What a picture you paint in my mind, Paul.
Give me some gossip.
Oh, well, I just told you this one. This is hilarious. I was getting the all the news this morning, and this one did make me chuckle for all the right reasons. And the headline is, Dog Bites Robber in the Crotch. A knife-wielding robber's attempts to rob an off-licence shop in Devon is thwarted by the owner's dog. Eve Watson, 55, and her 6-year-old Staffordshire Bull Terrier, Kane, took on the intruder after he jumped over the counter with a Stanley knife demanding money from the till. The shop owner fought back by grabbing a nearby craft knife, telling the robber, "So, you like to play with knives, do you?" It sounds very kung fu, doesn't it? Mrs. Watson then grappled with the robber and managed to pull down his hood, exposing his face to the CCTV cameras in the shop. Her dog then joined in, biting the man between his legs, before the intruder fled, and I mean fled, the shop, empty-handed, and maybe a little lighter down below as well. Mrs. Watson, who lives above the Bargain Boo shop in Torquay, Devon, what a salubrious title that is, with her husband, said, "There was no way I was giving in without a fight. I've worked hard for that money, so why should I give it up because some coward walks in with a knife? It was instinct, really, but I've always said that if anyone were to break in, I wouldn't meekly give them the money." I think the dog did the best thing. And the other thing is, listeners, if you go and watch it online, you can see the CCTV camera shot. And my heart was full of admiration for the dog and for her as well. It was marvellous.
Can I tell you another animal story? This morning, when I was panicking, trying to get the kids' lunch together, make tea and coffee and everything else that you need to do in the morning, doorbell rings. Hayley shouts, "Go get the door, I've got the clothes on." So I go to the door, open the door, and a neighbour 3 doors down said, "You got a chicken?" I said, "Yeah, we got 2. No, you've only got 1, mate. There's 1 down in our front garden. So somehow it had got out of our back garden and gone 100 metres down the road, and it was happily grazing. I know chickens don't graze, they peck. But she was pecking around the front garden, and we chased her around for a bit, managed to grab her, get her back in the garden. Cause the thing is, we didn't clip their wings because we don't believe in it. But now she's tasted freedom. I suspect when I go home again, she won't be gone. There.
So did she have a slogan on her T-shirt of freedom for all chickens?
No. Now it's time for our pause for poetry. And we've got it live today from Elizabeth.
Thank you. Shall I read one? Okay. It's called "The Beauty in Us All." We moved forward as one life ends and another begins. And in the meantime, our lives keep moving until life ends. So I take each day as precious and say, thank you for this, the treasure and the gifts, hidden in ways that I didn't see, in all the creatures great and small, and in the beauty of us all, in the skies and in the trees, and in the birds and in the bees, and the rays of sunlight when they hit the trees, that shine on my face in the cool summer breeze. The colours in the rainbows when the raindrops fall, and the feel of emotions when I fall. But most of all, I thank the world for giving me a place in this world once more.
This is Marlow FM 97.5.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, a report into England's failed...
OK, well, we've got to say farewell to Elizabeth. She's off
on her merry travels. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
She wants to say a few shout-outs, so there you go. Go on.
Can I just say, if Mum and Dad, if you're still listening, and to everyone in my family, thank you for all your loving support to all my brothers and sisters, all my friends out there who have been so great with me and very caring and really supportive. Thank you very much, everybody who knows me.
And Tim, we need to wish you well, don't we?
Oh, not me well, her well.
Her well, oh. Yes. Yeah.
Monday.
She's getting married on Monday.
Yes, so thank you.
Congratulations in advance of Monday, and I hope it goes really well. Yeah. You're going to have a lovely day.
Thank
you. The sun's
going
to be shining, everything's going to be superb, and I'm going to play this for you and your beau, your other half. It's You and I from Claire Nicholson, and she's going to be playing live in Riley Park tomorrow night at the Marlow Fest. I shall be there to introduce her.
I'll be there to listen.
Come along, because she's rather fine, even better live.
Come on. this is Juliet Mills, and you're listening to Paul Mansell on Marlowe FM.